Okay, now we're talking about the cutting system. After electric geyser installation finished, we also need to provide the cutting system. Because of the cutting, why cutting is important? Cutting is a safety protection. Especially the door equipment are leaking, so the electrical current will leak on the body of the iron frame. So any person who touches the frame will be electrocuted. Therefore, every iron frame, switchboard, or the masonry, or the mortar, all the things you have to connect to the arc. So this is the arcing system. Arcing is provided for the safety. So the supply system to the installation, we have to install the arc. Also the arc can happen. Electrical currents are coming into the body, so it can cause the arc. So arc can happen, so that to protect the arc, for the safety aspect, we have to provide the arc wire to the all the electrical installation system. So this is the important aspect of the arcing system. So we were talking about when the arcing system happened. Arcing for the safety and the protection. Protection for arc leakage. So protection for the arc leakage at iron body. Good. Of equipment. So we have to provide the arcing system. So upward may be the electrical current leak to the any conductor, they will be the upward. The upward can happen, kind of the upward. Upward. It can happen the supply system to the installation or supply system to installation or the on an adjacent building. And in wiring accessories. As well as a weight in appliance. Weight in appliance. Also the illuminate or switchboard. So those places are electrical effort can happen. So, in this case, electrical arc can happen on the supply system to the installation, from electrical main wire supply to the installation, that will be the electrical main light wire is touched to the any ground body, so that way arc can happen. In the adjacent building, one building, another building, called the arc, but the two buildings are in connection, so the arc can also be the happen. In wiring accessories, sometimes people make the wiring, especially that they are using a metallic conduit. So metallic conduits are wire, it cracks. So electrical current coming up from the metallic conduit, and also that all the metallic, all the transient system, they can have the arc system. We can apply some of the electrical appliances that they call the arc, the transformer, or the hand tools, the ice leakage in the those equipment, or the luminaire or switchboard. So sound luminaire, sound wire system, switchboard system, they can also cause the upward system. In the meantime, sometimes people are connect the grounds at the end, you have connection. Because of here will be the Austria and Ukraine and the up are the make the combine. So this will be the main electrical active wire and neutral wire and up wire is connected in the combined. So that ground polarity is a very dangerous aspect because of the electrical systems are found when you supply the active wire here, active wire circuit breaker to the low, and this is the neutral wire. The neutral wire is here, you can connect it to this MEN link, main arc neutral link, and then connect it to this low. So this one is connected to the arc. So the arc connection, this is the main supply neutral link. Also here we connected with Aldin. Aldin connected to body and connected to the equipment body. So that this neutral and the arc are made combination. So this will be the acting system. This is the MEA system. This is the Aldin. So normally we supply the this system. So every wire coming here connected to the circuit breaker and connected to the load. And also the neutral wire coming to the neutral link and connected to the load. And this is the Aldin. And it's connected to ground as well as connected to the equipment's body. So in this case, if you change the ground polarity, at the end you turn around, very dangerous. When the neutral wire from this one go to the and the all the iron body, everything will go to the shock. So change polarity around is very dangerous because of the, if you round the polarity, this neutral begin to act it. So neutral is not alone because neutral and arcs are combined. From the arcs, all the equipment bodies are also connected. So that if you round the ATM neutral, if the ATM neutral are polarized around, all the equipment body will be the light. So that will be the very dangerous situation. Therefore, before you installation, before you supply, polarity need to be checked properly. So this is supply system to the buildings, that kind of the effort can happen. So this is the reverse polarity of the supply. Supply system 4 is a reverse polarity open circuit on supply neutral. Supply system 4. This will be the reverse polarity of the supply. So supply polarity is a reverse or the open circuit on supply neutral. Open circuit on supply neutral. So this is a main cause of the up force. When the up supply polarity is a ground polarity or the supply neutral is open circuit on the supply neutral, so up force can happen. So therefore we have to make the protection. Normally, overload protection, short circuit protection, can be protected by the circuit breaker or the fuse. But the upper, you can't protect the circuit breaker because normally it's over circuit breaker and fuse that they work on the over current. When the system fault, the current usually flows at a high current. So this high current, because the high currents are equipment, so those are overload protection can protect. But the upper, you can't protect the circuit breaker. Okay, protection again over low, up four. So, in supply system, over low, or short circuit. Four. Protected by circuit breaker or fuse. But upper cannot be protected. Fine, start your break off. So upper cannot be protected by the circuit breaker fuse. So therefore to protect the upper, the first thing you have to do is adding system. Adding to metallic body. And number two, residual current device, RCD. Residual current device.
be installed.
So this is an important aspect of the artist's protection. Normally, we can protect the short circuit or the overload. You can protect the circuit breaker or the fuse. Circuit breaker and fuse mean that when the system got a short circuit, the circuit breaker will trip off, the fuse will blow out. By this way, we protect the overload or the short circuit protection. But the upper can't protect by the overload or devices. So then you have to provide the artist system or the RCD. RCD means the residual current divider. As well as the electrical current leak to the metallic body, so the residual equipment, we switch off the supply. This is the way we provide the ATM system. So then, in this case, how we make this ATM system? So I draw the installation of the ATM system. Installing the ATM system. We install the other system. Then we need a supply system. We need a 3-phase supply. So they are the 3 wire. So there will be the 1 ATX wire here. And here we need a neutral wire. ATX and a neutral. So usually we take the 1 ATX wire and the 1 neutral wire and we supply to the loads. So then we the here we need a supply ATX wire take out and we provide the service shoes and main switch. And a circuit breaker. And then here we put a switch and the metallic body. Okay, circuit fuse, circuit breaker, and also we get connected to the motor. And here we take out the neutral wire. Is go to the neutral bar. The front of the neutral bar, the electric, this is the neutral bar supply wire coming out, so this one go to the wire. So this is the neutral bar. So in the neutral bar, we also utilize the handling up bar. So up bar is usually connected to the ground. So this is the electrode. So electrode connected to the arc. So the from the arc bar, there are the fabrics that are white. So atom white or the atom white connected to the material body. And this main arc bar and the neutral bar are joined together. So this is the ME and ME. This is the way we provide the arc through the shim. So then we use a 3-phase supply system. The 3-phase supply is coming from the generator. The generator, so then we take out the 1 AT wire and the 1 neutral wire. AT wire go to the service fuse and the circuit breaker and connect to the electrical equipment. The main neutral wire go to the neutral bar. The front and neutral bar and neutral wire to the equipment are connected. And up bar also need to be connected. Upper is connected to the main arc electrode, and from the main arc electrode, the wire connected to the metallic body of the equipment. So this is the way we provide the arc through the protection. So this is for the installing of the installation of the arcing system. We provide the arcing system like this. So therefore, when the electrical current flows, usually the electrical current flows. When this one is electrical leakage. So this electrical arc current will flow and go to the arc. So this is the anti-gate current. When the metallic bodies are got the upper, the anti-gate current is connected to the arc electrode. So therefore all the electrical current can be protected. So this is the way that we provide the arcing system. So that the electrical current should be the flow from the end user leakage point to the throwing the electrode bar and then go to the up bar and then go to the ground. So this is the Athens circuit arrangement. So in this case, the amount of the current flow to the arc depending on the circuit impedance. the low impedance supply source, low impedance supply main installation, resistance on R4 and resistance on R3 system. Those things are better influencing the magnitude of the R4 current. So better influencing. The magnitude of R4 current. So that will be the low impedance supply source, low impedance supply source. And low impedance supply make an insulation, low impedance supply make an insulation. So resistance on R4, resistance on R3 system. Resistance on R4. And resistance on R3 system. So this is the way that we provide the audience through the chain. So low impedance R4, low impedance supply source, low impedance supply main installation, this is the R4. So this is the way we provide the audience condition. So those currents are usually when the this is called the anti-gauge. So all the leakage point, the electrical current flow into the body, and from the body it passes through the electrode, and then it goes through the ground. So this will be the leakage current. The leakage current depending on the low impedance supply, so low impedance supply main installation, resistance of the R4 and the resistance of the R3 system. Those are the factors influencing the amount of the R4 current. Now, therefore, we need to progress the mainstream system. So that a connection between the neutral and the other system at each consumer installation. So this is for the, we're talking about the MES system. MES system is just kind of the system, MES system. The neutral bar and up bar are joined together. So this is the MES main arc, neutral link. So this is the MES system. So the definition of the MES system is in connection between the neutral and the acting system. At each consumer installation. So this is for the MES, the definition of the MES system. MES system is the connection between the neutral and other system of each consumer installation. So this is the MES system. In the meantime, we also need to provide the ESCB. ESCB is the leakage circuit breaker. ESCB, leakage circuit breaker. So we have to provide the ESCB as leakage circuit breaker. As leakage circuit breaker, the potential of the other system reaches 20 to 26 volts, so three kind way of break. So this is the potential of other system. Reach 20 to 26 volts. So trick by or break. So this is the way the other system equipment will be operated. That will be the ambient system. We provide the connection between the nuclear and the other system is consumer installation. Ambient, here is the anti-gate circuit breaker. The potential of the other system reaches 20 to 26 volt. Then the equipment will operate. So this is the, we talking about the other system and the output of the production. Indicates a current ESCB, so indicates a current circuit breaker. So no evidence are this cause is a quiet. Normally the current flow go to low and go back. So no evidence are when there is no fault current, the same current will flow from the supply and go to the neutral. So this is a this indicates circuit breaker called the dead count quiet. This guy will find me, the current flow from the supply, go to low, and go back to the supply. So the two current will be flowing out. So there will be the no voltage draw. No voltage draw in the disk coil. That way the coil does not send any voltage. And when the any upward current happen, when the any undecayed current happen, so the current will, same different current will flow. So that will be, when there's any upper is leaking, so here we see that any upper leaking here. So that will be that this I1 and this is I2. I1 and I2 are no longer the same, so that will be the voltage happen. This is the voltage. This voltage is a trick of the circuit breaker. So that will be that we utilize the deck down the protection system. So therefore, that you got this protection. So this is the supply current. I1 and this is the low. The current go back from coming from the low and go back to here. So that will be I1 and I2 are the same. So that will be that this is the positive negative B. So this is the zero. The V is equal to zero. So normal connection. I1 equal to I2. So there is a no voltage drop. When the any upper happen, so upper happen, so there will be the low called the undecayed. So when the upper happen, this is the I1 coming from the supply connected to the low and coming back to the here. So in this case, I2. So that will be the voltage will be here, positive and negative. So this is I1 not equal to I2. So the voltage appear for this voltage to the circuit. So three of the circuits, so we usually install the circuit breaker. The main supply, here we use the circuit breaker here, and this one is the trip guide. So this trip guide energized by this voltage. The voltage energized. So normally, when there's normal condition, I1 and I2 are the same, so that this voltage does not trip off. When the up four happen, when the upper happen, so this will be the trip coil. So this trip coil, the body will trip off the trip coil. So that will be the circuit with the circuit breaker way off. This is the way that the IGT circuit breakers are working. So this IGT circuit breakers are, you see the physically, you can see the diagram like this. This is a typical physical diagram of the undecayed circuit breaker. So this is the physical diagram of the anti-gate circuit breaker. Inside, there will be switch so that they also get off the circuit. So inside circuit, you can see like this. And these are up condition. The anti-gate is sent by this circuit and that there will be the trade-off. So that will be the initial connection diagram of the anti-gate circuit breaker. So the reason, the working principle is like this here. When there's a same current will flow, there's a normal condition. Normal conditions are no arc fault. So the same current flow from the supply and the flow out to return from the supply. So there will be a trick circuit. Trick wide, will not trick off. But when there's arc fault happen, so I1 and I2 will be different. I1 and I2 different, so the body B present and the trick of the circuit breaker. So this is the way the anti-gate circuit breaker is working. So, therefore, we need to provide the anti-gate circuit breaker. Second anti-gate circuit breaker is this one. This kind of anti-gate circuit breaker we have to provide. So, how do we provide? So, I give you the circuit connection diagram of the anti-gate circuit breaker connection. So, that will be the when we protect the anti-gate circuit breaker. So, connection of the anti-gate circuit breaker. Connection of anti-gate circuit breaker. ESCB is anti-gate circuit breaker. We will connect the anti-gate circuit breaker connection. So there will be the supply system with a three-phase supply system. But we don't use the three-phase supply system. Where do you utilize the neutral wire? So main supply is the arch. So this is main supply neutral. We take out this one. And one wire will come in. And then we add neutral wire will come in. So this is the active and this is the neutral wire. So after you take the active and neutral wire, we usually connect that to the kilowatt hour meter. So this is the kVH meter. So this current will come in from this kVH meter. Choose go to kilowatt hour meter. And from the output of the kilowatt hour meter, we connect to the SNF. SNF is the supply neutral link. The supply neutral link, we connect, and also we connect it to the CNF, the consumer neutral link, and then we connect it to the appliance. So all the appliances we can connect it to the appliance connection. So in the middle, the active wire coming from the supply, we go to the ESCB. Anti-gate circuit breaker, and then we connect it to here. And then this is the fuse. So this is for the active wire. Active wire, this is wire, this is neutral wire, and this is the neutral wire. The from the active wire equipment, so we connect it like this. So those are ways that we make the connection. So then in this case, I give you this diagram. So for the active, we use a red, and the neutral wire, I will use a black wire. The consumer neutral link, we connect it to equipment like this. So this is for that we make the connection, supply active and then neutral wire. So you from the normally supply go to the kilowatt hour meter. From the supply, go to the fuse and go to the kilowatt hour meter. And then this neutral wire is we connected to the supply neutral link. This is the supply neutral link we connected here. And from the supply neutral link, we connected to the consumer neutral link. The supply neutral link and the consumer neutral link. So from the consumer neutral link, all the equipment are connected together. So in the meantime, we also need to provide the earthing condition. Earthing condition means that there will be the earth here, there will be the connection in the ground. So there will be the earth link. So earthing connected to ground. In the meantime, all the appliances are connected to the earth. So this ESCB sends the body. The ESCB sends the body with it. This ESCB system, we send as a body wire. So this will be as a ESCB. This is the ESCB body wire. So this one is the whole thing is an ESCB. So this ESCB voltage guide, what we how we made the same meaning. This ESCB, one side is connected to this, this one here. And this is another separate electrode. So this means normal condition. Normal conditions are no voltage, this voltage. This voltage V. This voltage V will be flow when the upward happens. So this ESCB send that voltage. So normal condition, no upward condition. So there's a no voltage trade-off. But as soon as the upward current flow, so that way voltage position will be reset. So this voltage is this V, up voltage. This voltage is a VE. VE is a here, this is a VE. So VE is zero at normal condition. And VE is present at upper condition. So the VE trade off ESCB contact. So this is where the approvations are that we utilize. So there will be ESCB is an anti-gate circuit breaker. Anti-gate basically physically we can see like this. This is the anti-gate circuit breaker. So anti-gate circuit breaker is an electrical construction with normally is this I1 and I2 are the same. Normally current flow from the supply, go to the load and go back to the supply. So normally I1 and I2 are the same. There is a no art. When the anti-gate current happens, so I1 and I2 will be different. So as soon as the I1 and I2 different, that the art current flow to the ground. So therefore that this ground potential V will be risen. So the ESCB sends this main art and this another electrode so that V will be present. The V, as well as the V present, it trip off the main circuit breaker. So that will be the upper progression, the condition of the ESCB system. So this is for the second of the ESCB need to be installed to protect the upper progression. Therefore, the anti-gate circuit breakers we install to protect the upper progression. So I give you the arrangement of the unlink, different link, and the RCD on the main switchboard. So this is the on the main switchboard that unlink, neutral link, and the RCDs are installed. This one will be the typical arrangement system. It will say sub main switch, the supply, go to the load. So this is the resistive supply. In the middle, you see that this one will be the supply neutral. So supply neutral, they coming from the supply neutral. This is supply neutral. So that will be the main supply, main neutral link. This is the active wire go to the main switchboard and go to the all this line and this switchboard. You can see the active wire here. In the middle, this is another wire. That will be the neutral wire. The neutral wire. So we take out that this is a supply neutral link. So this neutral link that we go to the main circuit breaker. This side, this is called the two circuit. This is a circuit breaker and the RCD. Circuit breaker RCD is combined together. One is a main circuit switch, another one is a RCD. RCD means that as soon as the upper happens, this one will trip off. So this RCD coming out is a neutral wire. So this RCD can trip off the both AT and neutral. So this neutral wire trip off, so this will be the protected neutral. So this protected neutral, you should connect it to the all socket outlet. This is a socket outlet. So socket outlet, you have to connect it to the protected neutral. And also this is an art. So this is this one art. So this art wire goes to the main art supply link. And then here you see that this is the main neutral link. This is the main art link. This wire. This is a join that we have to join the art and neutral. Main art and main neutral have to be joined together. This is the ME and link. So this arrangement is the circuit that we see that this arrangement. This is a physical diagram. I go again, this is the main supply at the wire. This is the main neutral wire. So at the wire go to the main switch. Neutral wire go to the main supply neutral link. So this at the wire connected to the door. Also this the socket outlet. And also that the neutral link connected to this one, the consumer neutral link. So this is protected neutral link. So from the protein, you have to take out the neutral wire to all the socket outlet. So socket outlet, you need the up wire, go back to the main link, and then this one you join together. So this socket arrangement is a, this will be the typical socket, remember this socket, that physically you can see that one. So that all main supply we can connect it to the main switch. Also the RCD and the circuit breaker we also need to connect it to the protected neutral. The protected neutral is connected to all the socket outlet equipment. So this is the connection of the and the circuit breaker. As well as the up or flow, the V will be risen, the V trick of the circuit breaker. So all supply will be off. So this way the typical arrangement. So on the supply system, we have to raise the circuit breaker. So this is a typical main supply switch. So see, you used to see the dead ground switch in your home. So there will be the main supply switch. So this main supply switch, that will be the main isolator. This is the main isolator. All the supply wire need to be off. This is main isolator. Here is the protected light. This circuit breaker protected all light circuit. This one protected all power circuit. This one protected power circuit. And this is a protected for the electric stove. And this will all the water heater. So this is the main switch. Hot water heater system. So that in the main switch book, you can see that all the main switch book, they must include the master switch. So this letter is the master switch. After that, these switch are the protecting. They protect the light, protect the power, protect the soap, and protect the hot water system. So that typically you can see the main switch like this. Main master switch, and also the individual protection. So this one is the main master switch. This is the protected power, light, stove, and also this will be the stove protection. This is hot water system. So this is a switch. So that how we make the connection means that this is a main supply. Main supplies are, there are two. This is the active link. So this power comes to here and they go to this one. And after this one, they connected to the other individual light. And also this one with the active link for the hot water system. And this is the main neutral link. So this neutral link. So that this will be the typical connection diagram. So that all the power light are here. The light will be straight over there. This one. All the power is the all socket outlet. All the socket outlet can produce the power switch. And so this is a stove switch. And this is the hot water system. So this is the typical main switch board. So the main switch board is that you can see the physical diagram. Now I show you the electrical connection diagram. So this is the physical connection diagram. This diagram I will show on the electrical connection. So inside what kind of the circuit, so I will show this diagram. So this circuit, this one, if you want you can take the photo later and I give you the circuit diagram. So this circuit diagram of the main switch. Circuit diagram of main switch. So that you see there's a three connection. Three connection. There is the active, red active, also another active, another is the black, the neutral wire. So these are three connection because inside this one you can see the connection. Because we have to enclose, otherwise other people cut this one with the electrocute. So this one with the enclose. So there will be the active, and the neutral. So these are three bar. So these three bar will be the, here will be the star. One bar here, another bar, and another bar. So this is the two active and the neutral wire. I use a black wire, black color. This is the neutral wire. So there are three connector, two connector for the active, and the one connector for the neutral wire. And then we have to arrange the main switch. So that we will put it this way, the main switch are how many main switch. So there will be main switch. You see the one main switch here. And also the, you also see the light socket, and also the protected residual current device there. So there will be, you see the residual current device. So we will now give you the residual current device. So there will be the here with the main switch. Main switch. This is the main switch. Okay, other main switch. Main switch also need to only have there with the two stoves. That will be the residual current device there. So this is the light circuit protection. So RCD for the light protection, RCD for the power protection, another RCD for the protected power protection. There are three residual current device. So there will be the three residual current device that we draw. This is the RCD one. RCD 2 and also the RCD 3. So 3 RCD, RCD 1, RCD 2 and the RCD 3 are protected. In the meantime, we also need another one which will be the stove. So this is the stove circuit. Another one is the water heater and the hot water. So there will be stove. So here, this one is indicated stove. Here indicate the water heater. So another one is the hot water system. Okay, those are arrangements that we make the arrangement. So there will be the two at this link and the one neutral link. So the main switch. And there will be the three RCD. One for the protected light, another for the protected power, another protected power, and the stove. And there also will be the water heater and the hot water system. So this is the wire line that we draw it. So in this case, how will we draw? And normally, there will be the main active wire. So this is the main active wire. So this is the main wire. Okay, main active wire is go to the, usually go to the main switch. They go to the main switch. And then, from the main switch will go to the RCD1. Also go to the RCD2, and go to the RCD3. RCD1, RCD2, RCD3 will be connected. After that, from the RCD 1, 2, 3, we connected to the light system. So, RCD 1, 2, 3, we connected, and here we have the other switch. So, this is the light switch. And here we have the socket outlet. So this is light switch here. Here light switch. So how many lights? So we show two light and they are the two socket outlet. So this is the two socket outlet. So this is the socket outlet. So the one RCD is connected to the light and another RCD connected to the socket outlet. So this RCD one for the light. And this is for the power. This is the power. So the from this active wire connected to the this light here. Okay, this RCD protected light. Another RCD is supplying the power. Another RCD is supplying the light. So this way the socket outlet we connect like this. So RCD we provide and connect it to socket outlet. In the meantime, there will be the consumer neutral light wire. So there will be the two consumer neutral wire. So there will be the here, the one connected to the neutral wire. So this neutral wire is connected. So there will be the one also the neutral there. So then you have wire. So then you have wire is usually have to connect it to the socket on it.
So that one is connected to the RCD. RCD and RCD.
So from the RCD that they also need to connect it to protect it. This is for the protection. Protectors are usually so there will be that this is just the same bed. If usually if you use this three RCD, there will be this also the three subprotected neutral. So that one will also be the protected neutral. The one also be connected to the protected neutral. Okay? So after the two protected neutrals are first protected neutral is connected to the light. So the one is called the light. So this is the connected to light. The second connected to the power one, power two. So this is the power one, this is the power two. So this wire is connected right here, this one connected to this one, this one connected to this one. Okay, this will be the main switch and the neutral light, power one, power two, we connected. And for the stove, water heater, we don't need to pass through the RCD. So therefore, for the stove, water heater, we can supply this connect to the supply. This supply go to the stove, water heater, and hot water. Okay, so this is for the water stove, water heater, so hot water system. We don't need the supply. In the meantime, the neutral wire for the stove water heater, you can connect like this. This is connected to the stove, and this is water heater. Hot water. So this is where we make the connection. In the meantime, we also need to provide the unlink system. So this will be the unlink. So unlink system, the unlink is you connect it to the ground. In the middle, this eye is the main is connected here. So all the socket outlet is connected to the unlink. So from here, we get connected to the unlink. So this one is connected to the unlink. This one also connected to the unlink. So then we get a connection diagram of the circuit board. Okay, I explained the main supply here. This is the main switch. This way is the third one. This is the main switch. And this one, we got the three RCD. Here got the one RCD one. RCD 2, RCD 3. So these three RCDs are connected for the power protection and also the lighting and also another power 2. So there are three RCD. RCD 1, RCD 2, and RCD 3. So RCD 1 is connected to the socket outlet and power and light their protection. And you see the stove water heater. So that way, the one is the stove. And water heater and hot water system. So water heater and hot water system, you don't need to go through the RCD. So from the main switch, you can directly go to the stove water heater, hot water system. So there will be the neutral link. There will be the main supply link and neutral link. So there will be the main neutral link. This is the protected neutral. After the RCD, those neutral links are protected neutral. So in this case, the neutral link 1. And a 1. And a 2, and a 3, and a 4. So, and a 1 is main neutral link. And a 2, and a 3, and a 4 are protected neutral link. So this is NL2, NL3, NL4. In this case, NL1 is connected to the RCD1, NL2 connected to RCD1, 3 connected to the RCD2, and 4 connected to the RCD3. So this is a Abaga jwe du kone de du de soke aulet. And then, there was the ending. Main ending is in Utrecht combined, so that all the soke aulets are after the kone de du, the main ending. So this is the connection. So that connection, this circuit connection, now you can explain inside the car how the electric car is connection is running. So that after that you can see the light socket outlet. So those light socket outlet are this one. So this one represents the light, this one represents the socket outlet, water heater and hot water system. So this is explaining the meaning the holes are hot electric switchboard diagram. So this is the physical diagram and this is the electrical connection diagram. The adding system, AFO can happen. AFO means any electrical equipment, the insulation breaking down, so the arc will be leaked through the iron body. So anyone who touches the iron body can be electrocuted. Therefore, we have to provide the AFO protection. AFO can happen on the supply side to installation. On the supply side to installation means that usually we connect it to the active wire here, nuclear and the arc are combined. So someone wrong, instead of you joining this one to this one neutral wire you supply, so that will be very dangerous. Because of this art here, this is neutral. This one A should be connected to art, edit, and should be connected to a neutral. Instead of if you connect this one A to here, all the art wire evidence will be the electrocuted. So therefore the supply system, this is very important to check this polarity before you make the connection. So this is the supply system for. And on the adjacent building means that this building and this building are when they electrically connected, so alpha can leave from the other building. And the wiring SO3, when you run the wire SO3 inside, alpha can also can happen. And also within the appliance arc will be leakage, so the electrical current can flow through the arc. So that also the on-luminous switchboard can cause the arc. So the supply system 4 can be the rubber polarity or the supply open circuit or the neutral. So that in supply system, usually when the circuit system got the 4 or the overload, so usually circuit breaker will trick off. Circuit breaker will trick off, Q will blow up. But the effort cannot be protected by this overcurrent relay, overcurrent circuit breaker, because the effort current is very small, too small, but if we enough for a person to gain, but the too small for the circuit breaker to trail. So the effort, normal effort cannot be protected by this circuit breaker, so we have to provide the RCD. So there will be the two we have to provide. One is the adding to the metallic body. All the metallic body need to be connected to ground. And RCD is a residual current device. Residual current device, this is the voice that we in the installation. So normally the current I1 and the I2 are equal. I1 coming from the supply, the I2 is coming back from the load. Normally, I1 and I2 are the same. But when the unleaked current flow, I1 and I2 will no longer be equal. So the difference on the current is the sense that this relay wire, so V will appear, and then we trade on the circuit wire. So that this is the typical connection. Supply wire, kilowatt hour meter, connected to 80, and this is the unleaked circuit breaker. So here with the supply neutral link, and the consumer neutral link. Here is the SNA, the supply neutral link. SNA, supply neutral link. CNL, consumer neutral link. So ESCB is the leakage circuit breaker. So in this case, ESCB and leakage circuit breaker. Unleaked circuit breaker. So the SNA is a supply neutral link, CNA is a consumer neutral link, ESCB is an unleaked circuit breaker. So normally we connect the 80 wire, kilowatt hour meter, SNA, CNA connect to the appliance. All appliances are connected to CNL. Then CI is the unlink. So the unlink and the supply neutral links are usually these are made by connection, so they will be the MEN system that we can utilize. This is the MEN link. So the MEN means main arc supply neutral link. MEN means the main arc
added neutral. So this is the meaning of the MEN. Main added neutral is the MEN link. So this is the MEN supply neutral link. So that this is the MEN, it's from the MEN that we connected to the CSCB. And also ESCB got the extra electrode. So usually this VE is zero when there is no upward. As soon as the upward happens, the VE will appear, the VE will trick off the ESCB contact. So the all circuit will be tricked off. So VE equal to zero at the normal condition, VE is present at the upward condition, and the VE trick off the ESCB contact. So this is the way that we provide the up protection. So this up protection, then we have to arrange the circuit. On the main switch board, you need to arrange the main switch, although you need to arrange the circuit breaker, RCD, all the control switch need to be arranged. So this is that we arrange this main switch board. So this main switch board, you can see that there will also the main supply. There are three links. So main switch here. So this one left side will be the main switch. So this is the main switch. And RCD 1, 2, 3 are here. So this way is the RCD 1 for the light protection, RCD 2 for the power, RCD 3 for the another power. And we got the stove, we got the hot water heater, hot water system. So the main switch coming outlets that go to the RCD 1, RCD 2, RCD 3. But the stove water heater, you can direct connect. But all the socket outlet, you have to connect through the RCD. And therefore the RCD outputs are connected to the socket outlet and the light one. And then there will be the neutral. So RCD neutral is connected to the coming from the neutral link 1 and going out to the neutral link 3, 4, and 5. Neutral link 2, 3, and 4. So this neutral link 2 connected to the light, this one to the power, this is another power 2. And so hot water system, they don't need the RCD. So from the main link, you can directly connect it to the stove hot water system. So this was a typical arrangement of the switchboard. So when you know that this switchboard, you can wire up, and then this, after that, the rest will be the trade job. Just run the wire and connect to the individual switch. So this will be the typical arrangement of the RCD and main address system and the consumer supply system. So this is the address system I cover. So I give you the tutorial questions. Okay, now we're talking about the other arrangement. So normally it's on this main switch board. This is you can see the main switch board here. So the main thing is that there will be turned to the surface main. So there will be a main switch. So the wire coming from the line to the main switch. The main circuit breaker is that this is the surface main. Surface main. So surface main connected to the main circuit breaker. After the main circuit breaker, then will be the individual switch will be connected. So usually we run like this. So usually coming from the top and the bottom. From the bottom, all the switches are connected like this. So this bottom is the standard, you can see the link from the top one. Usually the top coming here and the bottom, all the individual switches are connected. So then, after that, the switch outputs will be going out. Why are we coming out? So like this. So this is what the main edges are protection. In the meantime, we also need to connect the neutral link. So there are two wire system. Well, if you are using a single base, one for the edge is connected to the main switch and connected to the individual switch or the RCD, we can connect. In the meantime, you also need to show the neutral link. So that will use the main neutral link. So main neutral link is a neutral wire also coming to the main neutral link. They connected to the main neutral link here. From the main neutral link, they connected to consumer neutral link. So from the consumer neutral link, they will be connected to the neutral. So that this is the, here is the neutral wire. So you see the dot ones are the active wire. So active wire connected to the individual switch or the any equipment. So those are active wire So this is the way I put it to equipment, neutral way I put it to the equipment. So all the equipment that we supply with the active and neutral. So this is the main switch arrangement. So in the meantime, you also need to provide the adding condition. So upper also has to be provided. So that will be the upper is connected here. So that will be part. This is the adding. So adding is usually connected to the adding electrode. So this is the main eye electrode. So the front adding card you can connect to the individual consumer. So there was it to the equipment. So definitely the equipment are up wire we also connected. So this equipment will be any applied on the distribution board. So there will be the equipment appliance distribution board. So we connected to the app. So in this case, main neutral wire and the main app need to be joined together. So that way that we join together. This one with the main app neutral. So this is the MENA. So this is the installation of the main switchboard arrangement. Main switchboard limit me. That will be the main active wire is connected to the main switch and connected to the all the other switch. And also the main neutral wire connected to the main neutral link. And then from the main neutral link connected to consumer neutral link. All the neutral wire then connected. And main eye link is connected to main eye electrode. Also the individual wire are connected to the appliance. So this is for the adding arrangement system of the main switchboard. So in this case, we also utilize the ASR3000 electrical wiring loop. I talking about the adding system. So for the adding system, you can read from the ASR3000. So I show the ASR3000 wiring loop. So that when you see the ASR3000 wiring loop, there will be the ASR3000 wiring loop here. So usually Section 5 talking about the adding arrangement and the adding conductor. So all the adding system, adding conductor, you can see there's a Section 5. So that will be the page at 216, Section 5. So sometimes you want to see the any clause. For example, you see there's any clause. In this case, any electrical watch, you can see that this is a you can see this water for those things. You can see A, B, C, D. For example, you can see that A as a socially everything. So you can see the cross number. This is for so regarding the R is an E. So when you see the E. So add electrode. So they will say 5 by 3 by 6. Connected main connector, add loop for loop, adding arrangement, switchboard. So at the back, the face are 459. You can see the all the technical terms. So those technical terms, if you see that some technical terms that you don't know about the what the CD explanation, in this case you go back to the at the back, page 459, you can see there's a vocal varieties, all the technical terms. So all the technical terms, they are cross numbers are also written. For example, electrodes are 5 by 3 by 6. So it's 5 by 3 by 6 are talking about the electrode. If you see the electrode, then you want to know that today about the electrode, so we go back to the chapter 5. So chapter 5 is that we go to the one. So this is for the chapter 5. Okay, chapter 5. So 5 by 3 by 6. Go to the place 5 by 3 by 6. Cross on 5 by 3 by 6. You go down here. So 5 by 3 by 2, 5 by 3 by 5. 2, 4, and then you can see that 5 by 3 by 6. So this is the electrode, 5 by 3 by 6, electrode. So you can see the detail about the electrical. The definition is the connection of the electrical installation at this system to the general mass of the arc shall be achieved by the means of the electrode. So this means the electrical wire connected to the ground. So we have to use the electrode system. So how we are driven the electrode. So you can see that there's an explanation. So this is the adding system. From the adding system, we connect it to ground by the electrode system. So this kind of the electrode system is here. From the supply wire connected to electrode, and also the mains are disconnected to the electrode. So this is the individual hole, and under the building they connected to the electrode connection. So when the building is installed, so we also bury the electrode. So that the electrode system is also need to be utilized. So this is the details of connection of the electrode. When you did that driving the ground, so when you build it up install, this is the electrode, all the electrodes that we connected or at the arrangement. So this will be the adding system, all the bonding wire we drive. So this is the bonding connector, conju, gas pipe, we get that all the things you can connect to the electrode. So this is the when you start building the building that we have to install the electrode system. So this will be more than the joining of the electrodes that delay electrical mechanical construction. So electrodes are system we had to join. So the all electrodes that you have to be provided. So all the equipment we need to connect it to the app. So there will be the socket wire, the three phase socket outlet system. You can see the wire also need to connect it. In the meantime, so this is the main access system. So there will be the, all the metallic key control. So all the three phase control everything. This is for the socket outlet. So metallic C conduit, all the socket outlets are, this is the middle one, is the arc. So this is the middle one with the arc. This is the left side ever active, right side is the neutral, middle one is the arc. So all the electrodes have to be connected in the middle, all the arc conduit have to be connected. So therefore, the here is the middle one, is the arc connection. Here, this socket, this conduit, he also uses a dotted line. This is for the arc conductor. They join together and connected to the arc. So this wire go to down, this is our adding point, so this adding point is this one. So go to this one. All the socket outlets are middle ones, that wire, all the conduit, all the assembly, the wire go to the adding point. So this is the way that we make the provide the adding system for the building. So therefore there is the adding system. So all wire conduit here, we just connected to the connection. So adding system connection. So this is the, we're talking about the adding system. So therefore the ES 3000 rule. So chapters are 5 way with the up system. So the any technical that you see, you want to know the cross number, go to the back, and then so you can see the cross number and then you can find out. So chapter 5 is the whole chapter for the electrical system. So the, in this case, when we are using the electrical system, we can either use it like the steel or the copper. So the steel is that this can be the copper clad, and also the stainless steel, hot dip galvanized steel. We also utilize, you can also utilize the aluminum as an electrode. So this is the copper electrode kind of the active system. So the, in this case, when you bury the electrode, this electrode is that this is for the ground level. Ground level here. Then here to go to the electrode. This is the ground level. So the ground level and the electrode. So here, this is the ground level. So this is the electrode. So you have to put the end is 1 by 2 meter. So if you don't put the 1 by 2 meter just on the very shallow, what happens is that this one can easily come out. So come out and the whole building will lose the arc. So you have to bury the at least a 1 by 2 meter, and then we bury the 1 by 2 meter, and then that you bury the electrode. So the body can take electrode shall be driven into the minimum depth of the in Australia 1 by 2 meter. And this is the New Zealand 1 by 8 meter. So this is the way that we have to utilize. The point the Australia, New Zealand for the 1 by 8 meter, Australia 1 by 2 meter, because New Zealand is a very rocky. Because a lot of the volcanoes are, therefore they more rocky than the Australia, so therefore the New Zealand system, they have to bury them more than minimum depth. In the middle is a location, so that our electrode should be located external to the building. So that in this case, the building here, you can bury inside the building. Before there's a building, here is a building. So our electrode will be here and connected to the earth. From the building, wire coming out, and this very adjacent to the building, you have to bury the electrode. So electrode is the installed location that satisfies the following condition. Electrode maintains the effective contact. So important wire is and resistance is very important. Because when there is sometimes electrical current leakage, the currents have to flow into the earth. So it does not flow, the PBS will be suffer the electrocutions. So to allow the current to flow, unresistant must be there. Very small unresistant. So this unresistant must be very small. To allow the undetected current to flow. So the electrode must be very small to allow the unleakage current to flow. So never least, we have to measure the resistance. We use the resistance of Tesla or meter. We got the resistance meter and then we have to measure the resistance. So how to measure the resistance means this is for the meter here. One is connected to the permanent arc. So this is for the resistance, you have to measure this one is the arc. This is a permanent arc. And then this meter usually accompanied with this temporary electrode. So this meter is connected to here with a temporary electrode. Then you have to measure the resistance. So this temporary electrode, that should be the appropriate distance. The distance is important. This is the distance E, also the D1. Those D and D1, you have to see the meter. The meter that they show about the how much distance has to be arranged, so then you have to measure the electrode. So that this electrode must be the very small resistance. If the electrode does not have the small enough, in this case, sometimes you have to get the ground deeper, or that sometimes you have to make the multiple arcs. This means that one arc, another arc are they combined and they join together. So this is a multiple arc. Then you have to join together. So multiple arc system will be important. Because of the depending on the soil saturation, especially the some of the soil is soft soil, and this is a muddy soil, the other system is very cool. But the rocky soil, sandy soil, the other system will be very high. So sometimes the other system is very high, you have to make the multiple arc raise together and join together. Or you have to make a soil treatment, artificial atom, soil treatment, so you have to try with the soil, with the science of conductive material. By this way, we can reduce the other system. So this is the way that we have to make the other system. So therefore, this rule talking about the maintaining the effective contact with the other system. In the meantime, electrode is made from the conductive enclosure. The next one is the functional admin conductor. Functional admin conductor means, for example, this ESDB. ESDB also got the upright. Because ESDB function is to measure the potential between the admin and the ESDB electrode. And when this potential is high, due to the half of leakage, in this case, ESDB will operate. So this ESDB admin is not the main admin, this is the functional admin. Functional admin means the functional admin is the functional admin conductor that provides the solely ensure correct operation of the electrical equipment. So this is the functional admin. Then you see the functional admin conductor that are the provided solely to ensure the correct operation of the electrical equipment. The correct operation of electrical equipment means that in this case, we want to provide the indicator of circuit progression. So we are using the ESCV. So that this ESCV function is to measure the potential, ground potential. To measure the ground potential, ESCV also needs a 1 electrode. So this is a functional addend. So this functional addend is different from the main addend. Main addend is to provide this protection. Functional addend is to allow this ESCV to operate. So that will be that when you see the functional addend, this is a ESCV addend is a functional addend system. So in the meantime, these two boards, you can also see this other closet. I'm talking about the 5x3x6, 5x3x7, so functional addend system. And other equipment. So the export productive part of the electrical equipment share the address where the electrical equipment is. Install cooperate in the other situation. So this with all the export component, all the metallic bar need to be connected to the other. So that all the wiring equipment you also have to provide the other condition. Socket outlet, you also need to provide the other condition. Lighting point also need to provide the other condition. Socket outlet, lighting point have to provide all conductive support material, need to provide the adding condition, all the structural metal walls, for the structural steel wall, everything you also need to be connected to the adding condition. And normally the two days are most of the buildings are the high-rise buildings. So high-rise building means that all the framing is done by the iron structure, steel structure. Steel parts are the other. They build the parts and they all three bars they join together and these are most of the outer layer will be the clad. So the whole building is mostly the steel because of the it gets lightweight. So lightweight and then both are more flexible. So therefore the two days are all the building construction techniques are we based on the steel framing. So all the construction framing need to be connected to the art system. So this is the way that if you only use a one story brick is normally insulated, you don't need to connect to the art. But if you are framing in the face by steel, you have to connect it to the art. So in the meantime you also see the fan, you also need to connect to the art. So this is adding arrangement. So main adding arrangements are we also talking about. Main adding arrangement is that I have already drawn this diagram. This is the main adding arrangement diagram. So the main adding connector shall be drawn in direct manner. So this is an important aspect, direct manner. Direct manner means from the adding system, this is the main adding. Here is the art electrode. So only one wire, no joint wire. This is ground. All wire, only single wire. Wire go to the art. No joint, no connection. No connection between the one art wire to another wire. So this is the time when you draw this wire, so make sure that there are the appropriate length. So appropriate length has to be ensured. There will be no joining between the art conductor. You can join the empty wire, you can join the neutral wire, but you can't join the art wire. So from the main artist wire to the ground, should be the single wire. Similarly, the same rule applies. So there will be the main artist connector shall be run in direct manner as possible, and shall not be directly connected with terminal, any associated luminaire or the appliance. So this is for the rule of the main artist connector requirement. So connection all the electrode, we have to make the appropriate connection, appropriate proper connection, testing connection, you have to certify appropriate connection. Protective circuit connection, also main circuit, protective adding connector should be directly connected to main adding connector or other point, so that will be the protective adding system. And that will be those rules are talking about the appropriate adding arrangement. So this is the way that I'm talking about. So main add nuclear bar, and therefore this is the consumer nuclear link and connected to the individual transport. So that will be the arrangement of the adding system. So in the meantime, another important one is that we also need to know about the coding duty. I think what that share be product against the mechanical chemical deterioration. So this is all I think what that have to be properly enclosed because of the due to the mechanical force or chemical, I think what that can be damaged. So in this case we have to provide appropriate protection need to be provided. So this way, these are other arrangements of the building. So you see that this other system here, this is the building. So all the building, all the pipe, everything you connect to the wire. So this is what typical other arrangement of the building. So this way, all the buildings are point, one up point to another point, they should be the joined together. So this means that bonding, so equal position bonding. Equal position bonding will be required for this building. So all that metallic pipe, everything you have to join the pipe at this system. In the meantime, so this is for the typical other arrangement. So you can see on the page 248, so you can see the typical other arrangement for the painting system. And another thing is all the shower fellow and the swimming pool, all the equipment, you also need to provide the art connection. And the meantime, you see that bonding the arch electrode side. I'm talking about the arch electrode side. The side. So if you are using a copper sled, then will be a 12 millimeters diameter, and also this is the electrode side. Electrode side, we have to utilize the appropriate tibet. I said tibet is the electrode side. So this will be the side of the electrode. So in this case, we also need to utilize for the up wire side. So according to the minimum size Chevy, not less than the current carrying capacity of main neutral for that. So that will use our wire connection, our wire side. The current carrying capacity. Capacity of neutral for that. So on our side, we also have to utilize this as a neutral connector. In the meantime, so ambient connection, also the electrode side. So on electrode side, you can see that this table, is electrode expression. So the minimum attic conductor side, you can see that the table is 5x1. So depending on the attic conductor 1 millimeter square. In this case, attic conductor also 1 millimeter square. When the nominal side, this is the attic conductor and the electrode. So attic conductor side and the aluminum conductor, copper conductor. Copper or the aluminum, they will be that you can see on the table 5x1. So table 5x1, talking about the in the meantime, electrode side also written in the other table. So in this case, electrode side, you can see the another table. The table is a table, 5x2 is the electrode side. Electrode side is in the table, 5x2. And also, we also need to identify the arch. Usually, we identify the arch by the green wire. So our wire must be the green or the green and yellow. So this is what it is. It is ever red, neutral wire is a black, and our wire will be the green or the yellow combination. So this is for the Athens arrangement system, identification. So this is the, we're talking about the Athens system. Okay, then I give you some of the exercise. Especially the exercise that you have to talking about the One rule. So I give you this twice. You have to find out the appropriate cloth number. So that this find out the code button that at the back of the textbook, and then you have to read out the rule, and you can see the ABCD technique get down, and then relevant technique get down. You can see that appropriate cloth number. So find out the cloth, and you write down the note. So that will be the practice for that one.